The GAA programme with Tom Comack is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get behind Donegal in 2017 and gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
GAA Vilgas Fáilte, good evening, Clark. I'm in Luke Clark, Scale and Shock on the show with me, Tom Comack, as always on a Wednesday night, and I'm here until 9 o'clock. And, well, another bumper programme lined up for you. So coming up on tonight's programme, we'll be joined shortly by Hugh Devenny, chairman of the Donegal Ladies Board. Of course, Donegal playing Monaghan on Sunday in the Ulster Ladies Senior Championship Final. We'll be talking to Hugh in a moment. We'll also be hearing from the PRO of the Tyrone Ladies Board. That's Paddy Hunter. And, of course, Tyrone in Intermediate Ulster Championship action. They're on a Friday night, in actual fact, and they're playing Down. That game is in Clonmore in Armagh. We'll also join, go down memory lane with John Hearn. He's in studio with me tonight because, of course, Donegal playing Longford in an All-Ireland qualifier on Saturday afternoon. It's one of a number of qualifiers down for decision. But John was on the one and only Donegal team ever that played Longford in a qualifier. That was all of 14 years ago, back in 2003. We'll talk to John about that in some time as well. And we'll also hear from Donegal manager Rory Gallagher on what he thinks of Longford ahead of Saturday's game in McCool Park. But it's with the Ulster Ladies Senior Championship Final we begin, and a repeat of the 2015 final won by Donegal. And we hear from the Donegal County Chairman, Hugh Devenny.
Well, Hugh, first of all, delighted you could join us tonight, and another big weekend coming up for Donegal ladies, chasing a second Ulster title, having won the first senior only just, 2 years ago in 2015?
Yeah, they won the first senior in 2015, and this is their second now that they're going for, and it's not going to be easy, because they're coming up against a very good Monaghan team. The only thing in favour is Monaghan, our team, they're going to play football just like Donegal, so it should be a good game of football. Like, we played a semi-final against Armagh, and to be honest about it, the girls were not allowed to play football. I was body checking all the way, and they really didn't get into the game for the second half, but there should be no excuse on Sunday. It's two good football teams on Sunday that only want to play football, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Donegal ladies seems to really arrived at the top table. I know they've been knocking on the door for a few years, as we say, up last year, up 2 years ago, and won the championship for the very first time, beating Monaghan in that final, and back again this year, just losing out to Cavan last year in the semi-final. And of course, we all know the great league season they've had.
Yeah, well, like, there is a strong panel there. The only problem is now Amber Barrett has gone to international soccer. Like, and Kate Keeney's out for the season with a knee injury, and Shannon McGruddy is missing as well to a concussion. So, like, those players are a big loss to the county. But the panel is so strong, when you lose one or two good players, there are always a few more. They're good enough to step into their boots.
Yeah, and of course, as you mentioned, both Shannon and Kate instrumental and very key figures two seasons ago. But they were missing for the semi-final, and as you say, just you still came through that game.
Oh, we did, yeah, we came through that game. It took a wee while to settle down, but it was hard to play that day with the Gaelforth one, and it was a very physical game as well. But they came through with the flying colours, and I have no doubt they'll give a brilliant performance on Sunday again.
And as you say, Monaghan, your opponents, and I suppose they have been the benchmark, really. They were going for three in a row, was it 2 years ago? Donegal knocked them off the pedestal, but they came back last year and won again.
Yeah, they came back last year and they won it without a number of all-stars. Now, they didn't have the goalkeeper. Linda Martin didn't play last year for personal reasons, and Katrina McConnell, who's a number of all-stars, she didn't play last year for personal reasons as well. They have them all back on board this year, and they're absolutely flying. I was up at the semi-final against Cavan, and Kevin Mohan absolutely scored from all angles. Anything within 40 metres, she put it over the bar, like with both left and right foot. And then you've got Kieran McInnesby. The two of them are flying against Cavan. They have an addition to that now for Sunday coming. Let's get Katrina McConnell, was sick on the day, so she's back in for Sunday coming. But I have no doubt our defence is quite capable of dealing with all those players.
And Kiva Mohan there, and she's a sharpshooter. She can put the lights out when she's done form. But of course, Donegal had their own scorer in chief in Jardine McLaughlin. She scored 1-7, I think, the last day against Armagh. She scored 2-7 in the final 2 years ago. Fair to say, probably not relying as much on her now for the scores as we did back then.
They're not novice. We've an all round good forward line, I must say, and actually we've got a midfield who's quite capable of scoring as well, I think. And what the attorney of Yvonne McMonagall too, it's a massive boost to the county this year, like, to have Yvonne back. But like, we've got Yankee there in the corner, mind you, Yankee's no skim milk either.
That's our forward line,
Russian field. Yeah, our half forward line like is going exceptionally well. You've got new Figgerty and Granny Houston and Ailish Ward. Ailish Ward was, I suppose, against some match. You can really say Ailish Ward is player of the match, which has scored two massive points from out near the middle of the field. Ailish is playing outstanding football now at the minute. And the problem we'll have is we're not getting enough support out to support the county. When the men are playing, the ladies all go to support them. But when the ladies are playing, like, we would like to get a bit of support and a return for that. But I know it's not easy because the men do have games at the same time as the ladies' games on. But hopefully, with the Ulster final on Sunday, some of the clubs, I know a number of people have spoken to me and said they're so disappointed the men's games on at the same time, they won't be able to get to support the girls. But like, I'm hoping most of the clubs might see fit to bring the game forward for an early kick-off, you know, but our game doesn't start till quarter to four.
Does it disappoint you that even women don't seem to follow them to the same extent as you would expect?
I agree 100% with you. I can't see what the reason for that is. I just don't know, because like, we have a very good product, there's no doubt about it. And like, the girls are, the amount of training them girls put in, I'll tell you, you'd have to attend training to realise the effort them girls put in. And it doesn't seem to be appreciated amongst the female community, do you know that? And I think it's sad at the end of the day. I'll tell you, when the men are playing, the females will all go to see them. But then the ladies are out, they just, they always seem to have something else on.
Back to the game. Important would it be for Donegal to win?
Oh God, it'd be very, very important to win. Like, I not alone do I expect them to win on Sunday, I expect them to make it on to the All-Ireland final this year, because the other great buzz amongst them and the effort that they've put in this year has been unreal. Like, they've been so hard since last November, and they're all giving it 100%. Like, and for Andre's teams and all, there's a good few buses going up now with Andre's teams to give them support on Sunday. And for them to go out and see their good performance, like, it's very, very important for Andre's football within the county as well.
So hoping and fingers crossed and toes crossed and you name it crossed for another Donegal title.
Oh, look, I am very, very confident that we will have a cup home on Sunday. And if we don't, I'll be bitterly disappointed. But I don't think I'll be disappointed on Sunday. That what the heart those girls have, they're never beaten under the final whistle. And I have no doubt they'll bring the cup back to them on Sunday. And they'll do Donegal proud, as they always do.
Look at Hugh, thanks a million for joining us. I know you're a busy man. You're down in Tullamore tonight, I think, at a central council meeting. The best of luck on Sunday.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Tom.
That's Hugh Devenny there, chairman of the Donegal Ladies Board, speaking to me earlier this evening, looking ahead to that Ulster final. Of course, Donegal bidding for a second, and I think Monaghan are bidding for an eighth, possibly a ninth, or 17th, I think, or 18th in a row. And certainly that game in Clonus, 3:45. Oisin Kelly and Maureen O'Donnell will bring you live commentary here on Highland Radio. Well, Tyrone, of course, not that terribly long ago, were Ulster senior champions. The Breakdown and Intermediate Championship for the last couple of seasons. They're the reigning Ulster champions, and they're back bidding for another Ulster title on Friday evening when they take on Down in a repeat of last year's final. And joined by well-known broadcaster and, of course, PRO with the Tyrone Ladies Board, Paddy Hunter. Paddy, good night, first of all, and maybe you could tell us a little about this team of yours.
Yes, indeed, Tom. Thanks for having me on. I hope you're keeping well, of course, up there in Letterkenny. Yes, the Tyrone Ladies went to intermediate status last year. It was a tough decision after a couple of tough years in senior competition where they'd only won a couple of games. Life was very difficult. And you know yourself, when you're not winning games, it's hard to get players involved and hard to get a momentum going. They went down to intermediate last year, and we won the title last year, beaten down by 4 points at St. Terence Park in Clonus. Good performance all round. We were missing Niamh Woods that day. She had suffered a bad shoulder injury in the semi-final and was ruled out. We missed Cara McCrossan as well from the starting 15 through injury. So I suppose it made up, I suppose, the fact that we won it well and a good performance without key performers, without key players. And I suppose it's nice to be in the final again. Obviously, it's a different structure to the senior competition. There's only the two teams now in intermediate status, so we were sort of planning for this from the start of the year. We went to Division 2 from the National League at the relegated last year, played Division 2 this year, missed out on a semi-final spot by a point. So a lot of progress has been made, Tom, with a squad of about 40. And, of course, the county minors are through to the All-Ireland semi-final as well. So there's a good buzz in the camp at the minute.
And tell me, have you got many of last year's team? Is it much the same team?
Much the same, Tom. But I suppose in ladies' football, I'm sure you explained, there's a lot of girls seem to tend to drop out and do a wee bit of travelling and then come back again. That seems to be a way this year as well. We're missing two or three. But the players that have come in now, we've a lot of wonderful young talent coming through, and a lot of those players have stepped up. So, you know, you have players away who are experienced, you have players who have come in who have settled in well and are going well now, it has to be said.
And you mentioned, of course, last year's final was in Clonus. This year's final, Friday night, first of all, how come it's Friday night? Because normally they're normally played as a triple header with the junior and senior in Clonus.
Well, last year, Tom, obviously, Tyrone men were playing Cavan in a replay, and there was to be a triple bill there as well. But obviously, the men's game took precedence, and unfortunately, it was the junior competition that dropped away from St. Tiernan's Park. This year, it's sort of the intermediate. There's no real reason why there isn't three. There used to always be a triple bill. It's disappointing to take, first of all, to head to on a Friday night. You know, it takes the gloss somewhat of a provincial decider. And people wonder why people aren't going to watch the games, why they aren't supporting them. I heard you talking to Hugh there, and, you know, Hugh's in the Ulster Council there as well. And there has to be a lot said about, you wonder why the games are taken to a venue like Clonmore. Put it like this, Clonmore, the weather we've had today with heavy rain, there's rain forecast for the end of the week. There's no stand. There's no facilities at Clonmore whatsoever. You have the pitch and the fence around it, and fair play to them to give the facilities, but there's nothing there for the spectator. So there's a lot to be said for the marketing of the game, and you know what sort of standard is this? These girls are putting in as much effort as the fellas are, but yet the venues just aren't there. It's not a nice one, but at the end of the day, the match is played on a pitch, and that's the way Tyrone are looking at it going into the final. It's going to be the same dimensions of a pitch anywhere in the country, and hopefully the right result.
And are Tyrone good enough to win a second?
I think they are, Tom. There's a lot of experience there. They've enjoyed, as I said, a good National League campaign in Division 2 down. Finished off second from bottom in Division 3 with one victory. We were recording some good victories. We beat Waterford, who, of course, went on then in their own provincial championship there at senior level to beat Kerry and Cork, you know. So there's a lot of positives to be taken out of that. We beat a strong Cavan side during the league too. But I suppose it's a championship and anything can happen. But the quality's there, Tom, and I'm sure Jerry Moan will be thinking probably further on in the year. We were unlucky last year in the quarter-final stage of the championship to get beat by Clare on a pitch that, again, goes down to facilities a day when our game was delayed by nearly 2 hours because of heavy torrential rain. The pitch didn't improve in those 2 hours of a delay, I can tell you, and the game was played that was more akin to water polo. So, you know, there's a lot of more, there's a sort of maybe unfinished business for this Tyrone team.
Blackwood Paddy, the best of luck on Friday evening, and we'll talk to you maybe again pretty soon. That's Paddy Hunter there, PRO of the Tyrone Ladies Board, and of course Tyrone playing down in that Ladies TG Cahar Ulster Intermediate Final in Clonmore in Armagh. That game throws in at 7:30 on Friday night. Still to come, we'll be joined by John Hearn, who is in studio here with me. We'll go down memory lane with him all of 14 years ago when Donegal played Longford in the qualifier on a very fine hot Friday Saturday evening in Ballybuffet. But first, before that, we go for a short commercial break.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get behind Donegal in 2017 and gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Paul Jarash, Gideon Clark, and Luke Claskill in the Shock to the Show. Tom Comack here as usual with you until 9 o'clock. And still to come, we'll hear from Donegal manager Rory Gallagher what he thinks of Longford, Donegal's opponents in Saturday evening's 2A All-Ireland Senior Championship qualifier. That game is in Ballybuffet. But we're going to go down memory lane with St. Junan's and former Donegal player John Hearn, who's in studio here with me, because Donegal have played Longford once before in the All-Ireland Championship. That was in a qualifier back in 2003, and John played on that fateful day. John, first of all, delighted to have you as always, and what's your memories of 2003? Does it go back that far?
It's hard to believe, Tom. It's 14 years ago, but there you are. You know, as you said, it was a lovely Saturday evening in Ballybuffet, and suppose we were coming off a very disappointing first round defeat away to Fermanagh in the Ulster Championship, and Brian McAniff had taken over from Mickey Moore that year. And so we were down in the dumps after that.
And it was only 6 days as well. That was the thing.
Well, it's only 6 days, right? You have better memory than me, Tom. So we had to regroup fast. But, you know, we got the one under our belt that night. It was a nice sunny night. And a few boys came in, as we were talking earlier. Stephen McDermott came on. He started midfield that day, maybe instead of Jim McGuinness, looking here at the team sheet. And Stephen had a great game and he had a great season that year. He scored 1-1. And I think you were saying earlier on, Aidan Sweeney probably scored 8 points that night. So it was a nice sunny evening and we got a good victory. And you know, we went on that year to have a great run. And we got to the All-Ireland semi-final and we got beat by Armagh, like in a close game. But you know, looking back, Tom, you know, it's great memories and it was the start of a great season for us that year.
And just remind listeners of the team, maybe you could just read it out to them there.
Tony Blake was in goal, Niall McCready, Noel McGinley from Glencairn Gill, Damien Diver. The halfback line was Shane Carr, Raymond Sweeney and Barry Monaghan. Midfield was John Gildane, as I said, Stephen McDermott came in at midfield. Big Kevin Rafferty played that day. He started Michael Hegarty, said the half forward, and I was left half forward. Colin McFadden started that game. Adrian Sweeney and Brian Roper and Jim McGuinness came on. My good friend Johnny McCaffrey from Termin came on, and Christy Toy came on. So, you know, a lot of them players, you know, young boys like McFadden and Toy, and you know, we're starting out then, they were only young, and you know, later on in that championship, you know, Carl Lacey would have came on a few games, you know, and them boys were beginning to break through. And Devaney didn't play against Longford, but he probably was injured, I think, that day against Longford. So, you know, that was the team we had back then, and we had a good old year.
And tell me, you know, a lot has been made about, you know, the qualifiers and a first round qualifier game. What was it like? Because you had come, as you said, off a bad performance and a poor defeat against Fermanagh in Brewster Park.
Definitely, Tom. I think, you know, looking back on it, we were definitely down the dumps. And I suppose McAniff, Brian, I suppose, being the wily old campaigner that he was, you know, pulled a few tricks and got a few boys, you know, right and made a few switches.
Tell us more. What do you
do? Well, you know, he probably put it up to us and, you know, gave us the, you know, a real rousing speech before we went out. I remember, you know, we met in Jackson's Hotel beforehand, like, and it was backs to the wall stuff, and McAniff said we had to come out fighting, like, and in fairness, the boys responded to that there, you know. So we got the victory on the night, and, you know, it was a dry day, which I think helped us. You know, as you say, 6 days before in Brewster Park, it was a real wet old day, and we never got going. And Fermanagh, I suppose, at that time had a good team, and they bet us fair and square. But, you know, I think the good day helped us, and a few, Brian freshened it up for that Longford game. I suppose he had to make a few changes after the defeat against Fermanagh, so, you know, them changes work. As I say, Stephen McDermott came on, had a massive game, and Colm started, you know, so.
Yeah, and tell me, what's your recollection of Longford? Because they would have come similar type of, they're coming this weekend, you know, they were still down, what, maybe three or four?
Probably Division 3 or Division 4, but there's some good players. The two or three of the Bardens were playing, and they had, you know, a couple of other boys. They had a Hanafy boy there that would have played for UCD. He was a very good Sigerson player, and your man Park Davis, a corner forward, and I think Big Sheridan could have been playing the big full forward as well, you know. So there's some, you know, household names at the time. The Bardens were very fast, and, you know, McAniff would have had us warned about them. But it was sticky enough, Tom, I think, up until half time. It was close enough, and maybe just pulled away in the second half, you know, and probably home advantage was probably a good thing for us. And I think it'll be very important for Donegal this Saturday night to have home advantage, because if we were going to Pierce Park and Longford with Longford's record in the back door, you know, it'll be a different situation.
Yeah, because they haven't lost a first round qualifier in 9 years, and they've taken out some big teams.
Well, that was, we were going through the earlier, Tom. They took the Derry a couple of years ago. They took out Monaghan last year in Clonus.
Yeah.
And they took out Mayo in 2010, you know, so some big teams. And, you know, they've always, they're one of these counties that really relish the qualifiers. And as soon as they go out of Leinster, they don't drop the head. They think, you know, all right, we have another chance, which a lot of counties don't have that attitude. But, you know, tradition is Longford have been good in the qualifiers, and they have that tradition. And they've always knuckled down for it. And as you say, that's some record having, you know, because they'll always have come up against a team that's probably better than them in the first round. But as you say there, they've always beaten them. And I suppose this year already they've beaten Louth away from home, which wouldn't be easy, because Louth, in fairness, got promoted to Division 2.
So won the league.
Won the league. So, you know, we'll be supposed to be a better team than Longford, but Longford yet went up there and bet them in Drogheda. Mm. So, you know.
And tell me, what advice would you have for any young, for the younger particular players in particular going out this weekend? You know, the Michael Murphys and those guys, Neil McGee's, Frank Midlands, they'll know what to expect.
But the young boys, you know, in fairness to them, it's a great chance. I know Antrim was a good enough testing off the championship, but it wasn't really, you know, hard thrust, you know, killer instinct of an Ulster championship game. Tyrone was a different level, and you know, they didn't get up to it for whatever reason, didn't happen for them.
What did you make of the Tyrone game?
I think we were very flat, Tom, and you know, expectations were very high. We were coming into that game with 5-6 players that hadn't played last year against Tyrone in the Ulster final, and people were getting carried away saying Donegal were going to beat them. A lot of emphasis was put on the league performance of Balbuffet that night when we bet them. You know, people were getting carried away. Tyrone didn't look good that night, but league is league, Tom, and we see where it is now, and Tyrone came out. He had obviously had his homework done, but we were a very young and inexperienced team. And once, Tom, the game got away from us before half time, within 4 or 5 points, when the gap went from 2, 3, 4, next thing was 5, 6 points, the game had gone from us. And from that stage, it was going to be very, very hard for us to get back into it.
Were you disappointed that maybe, you know, the heads did drop and they did let it away from themselves, that there nobody stood up when it did happen?
Yeah, possibly, Tom. I think Rory has alluded to that, you know, in his interviews afterwards, that he was a bit disappointed with that, and maybe things that they worked on that didn't come off. But, you know, you have to give Tyrone credit. They were.
Yeah, what did you make of Tyrone?
I thought they were very good, Tom. You know, they had their homework done. They pushed up in the Donegal kick-out, which I think spooked Donegal big time, because we didn't seem to have any option, only to drive it out the middle to Michael, which you can do so long, but you can't expect them to win every ball. And Tyrone, big strong men on their experienced team, and you know, once they got the run on us, they were super sharp. And you know, people are saying that there's a new style of play from Mickey Hart, and only a couple of players have positions and the rest of them can run around, but they're very mobile, Tom, and they're very good on the ball, and they weren't afraid to take their shots from outside. And they have 10 or 11 different scores, which was phenomenal, you know.
Will they be there or thereabouts?
You would have to say so, Tom. You know, after they played Dublin in the league in Croke Park, they drew with them that night and should have bet them. People were bumming them up and they were going to be the next challengers. And then they kind of went off the rails a wee bit to the league, and that Donegal defeat and a few other, you know, defeats, Mayo bet them at home, kind of seemed to knock the stuffing out of them a wee bit, and people started to, you know, weren't expecting that much of them. But after that Donegal performance, I think they're going to be right up there, the top two or three again, you know.
Yeah. Look, John, we're going to have to leave it there, because we want to hear what Donegal manager Rory Gallagher thinks of Longford. He was speaking earlier today to our own Oisin Kelly.
To be fair to Longford, you know, of the teams that have spent large portions of the last 10 to 12 years in the lower divisions, as in Division 3 or 4, They're the standout county that has been able to, you know, upset the odds. You know, they've had a lot of good days in the sun against bigger teams. They've won, obviously, Monaghan, they beat Derry. They've had big days out against Kerry. They beat Down in the qualifiers last year. We know the battle we had against Monaghan, and the week after, Longford turned them over as well. So they're a team that, you know, naturally, you know, fits the qualifiers. They haven't had much success getting the Leinster finals, and every year they've kind of embraced the qualifier. So they're going to come with a nothing-to-lose attitude, and we expect, you know, a very tough challenge.
Yeah, does that make them maybe more dangerous than people are talking about, Longford, because they've been in this situation before?
Oh, I think absolutely. You know, I think, you know, they've made it quite clear that the qualifiers are something to enjoy, but, you know, we've got to focus on ourselves. We've got to focus on our own display. The display we give the last day would not be good enough. We're all aware of that, and the big thing for us now going into Saturday is to make sure we hit the right level of performance. I'm confident if we do that, we'd have enough to beat Longford.
Yeah, we touched on it earlier that it was a big learning curve, the Tyrone defeat, and I suppose we're going into the situation in the qualifiers now. It wasn't a route that you guys wanted to take, but is it the best place now maybe for some of the younger members of the squad to be and develop even more?
Well, I know for sure it's the only place. You know, we don't have the Ulster final to prepare for. We'd have very much liked to have done that. We're not in it now, so, you know, that's a test of character, test of attitude from everybody. You know, it is a young team, you know. The qualifiers is a route, you know, that it's the route forced upon them. They haven't been used to getting to Ulster finals. The experienced lads have, so it's a new beginning for them. We're looking forward to Longford. If we win that, we'd have a game the following week, but right now the focus on Longford. And I feel that the qualifiers, you know, it's been a huge benefit to a lot of teams, whether we're a team that can take that opportunity this year. It depends on the performance we give on Saturday.
Yeah, the qualifiers can suit some teams and not others, and I know you're focusing on the task at hand, but Tyrone have had good times in the qualifiers in recent years. Mayo are another county which has had a good time in the qualifiers. If you're to reach where they got to, Rory, for the month of July, you're going to have to be playing four out of the 5 weekends. Is that maybe a too tall an order of times and teams?
No, I don't feel it's a tall order whatsoever. I think teams before us have done it, so we very much enjoyed the nature of the National League, which game on game, and they certainly move on. I think we've got a very fit, very athletic squad with a very good age profile that I don't see tiredness or one thing or another. But, you know, been an issue. So, look, if we get over Saturday, we'll be very much looking forward to the game the following Saturday.
Yep. Speaking of the players, Steve, any injury concerns there at the moment, Rory, or how has the squad been since that defeat in the Ulster campaign?
No injuries. You know, we are back. You know, we had said all year, one way or another, we'd be training the Monday night after you know, all the games, you know, and whether that's in the front door or the back door, we were back at it on the Monday night, and thankfully, yeah, you've always got a few knocks, but we have nothing majorly. We were with everybody back in training then within a couple of days, and you know, we have a full health, you know, going into Saturday.
Yeah, just finally, it's a home tie as well, and Ballybuffet don't get too many opportunities to play matches there. It's a qualifier. If the Donegal support was out and a big result was to happen in Donegal's favour at the weekend, it would be very much back on a positive track again then, Roy.
Oh, absolutely, you know. I think, you know, when things don't go away in Ulster, it's a test of character, and it's a test now for us as a group, you know, to move on. We're delighted to be playing in Ballybuffet. We've a very good record there. The boys love it, you know, and we're looking forward to the game. You know, the Ulster's over. We've got to park that now and move on. We want to be playing football into the summer. It was always the ambition for ourselves, and in order to do that, we have to produce on Saturday night.
That's Rory Gallagher there speaking to Oisín Kelly earlier today, looking ahead to that All-Ireland 2A qualifier in the Senior Football Championship on Saturday evening in McCool Park and Ballybuffet. That game live, you can hear it here on Highland Radio with Oisín Kelly and Declan Bonner. And of course, Oisín and Maureen O'Donnell will take you through the live action on Sunday afternoon from St. Tiernach's Park in Clonus, where Donegal face Monaghan in the TG Cahir Ladies Senior Football Championship final. The other qualifier action this weekend in 2A is, of course, Derry are in McHale Park in Castlebar, where they take on Mayo. Sligo with Meath in Navan. Laois are at home to Clare on Saturday afternoon, and as we mentioned, Donegal of course playing Longford as well on Saturday evening. That game is a 5 o'clock throw in. That's about it. Just a tweet in there from Eamon McGee to say that he knows more on his little finger about football than myself and John Harn put together. There's nobody arguing about that at all, Eamon. And text in there to 086 60 25000. Best luck to Donegal on Saturday evening. But that's it from me.